strange.
Thought it was smart.
Yeah.
Not terrific.
Really.
Tragedy.
What do you call a place where boats stop and they unload freight?
Dock.
Okay. And a place in a river where a water, where the water falls down a long way, what would you call it?
Waterfall.
Okay. And
Oregon has the most beautiful, everywhere you look, it's a big waterfall.
Really?
Just beautiful.
Oh, I want to go.
And out in Arizona, Manzanita, no, that's in Oregon. But you go to the, out from Sedona a little ways, and you can climb up ladders and go up in there, and you can find Indian skulls, and there's their pans they cooked and ate in, you know.
Okay.
It was an Indian, you know, place where they lived.
You can still find that stuff.
Huh?
You can still find that stuff.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful up there.
What are most of the roads around here made out of?
Asphalt.
Uh-huh.
Gravel.
Yeah. In an asphalt road, what do you call that black stuff that they put
tar
down?
Tar.
Yeah,
tar.
Most
of the country roads, of course, are just gravel.
Uh-huh.
But they're getting to where there's hardly any. Now, long before this was taken into the city of Belmead, they had it asphalt on top of it. It was not gravel, just gravel.
Uh-huh. So they had a good road here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What would you call a road that's just doesn't even have gravel on it? It's just a...
Well, you call it a little country road.
Okay, okay.
Just a little old road.
Okay.
You say.
If it's not paved, you call it a...
road.
Okay. what would you call a little road out in the country that goes off the main road?
Trail.
Okay. If you drive a car down it, would you still call
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Would that be paved or not?
No. The horses and the transient just went through there and made a trail. And you'd follow it because it was led to an opening all along where you could get through.
Okay. Suppose you were going down the paved road, you know, the public road, and a man's farm was off over here, and he had a road going down from the public road to his house, but it was all on his land, you know. It might be paved or not. What would you call a road like that?
Well, it's just a road that leads up to the man's property.
Okay. What would you call the track where you drive your cattle down when you take them to pasture?
Trail.
Okay. Do you ever see those big plantations, you know, big white houses with columns and tree-lined thing that goes up to, what would you call that kind of road that goes up, you know, with trees on both sides?
It's just another driveway.
Okay.
Anything that's made would be considered a driveway up to a house.
Okay. What do you call that strip of pavement beside the street that you walk on?
Concrete.
Okay, that, you know, down the, I don't think you have one out here, but in most residential neighborhoods, you know, right beside the street, there's a little thing.
Sidewalk.
Okay. And do you have a name for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
No.
Okay. Say there were a couple of boys walking across the field, and they see some crows out there in the farmer's corn. So they're going to reach down and pick up a rock, and then they did what? With
throw it.
Okay. And so when the kid gets over to the farm, he says to the farmer, "Say, I picked up a rock and I
threw."
Okay.
At the birds or the crow or whatever.
Okay. Say somebody, when your husband was still living, say he was working out in the garage out there, you know, and someone came to the front door to see him, and you, what would you say to tell him where he was?